Don't lift heavy at the gym. Scientific evidence for high-intensity multi-hour training with low weights. Studies have shown that muscle hypertrophy, or growth, can occur with lower weights if the training volume is high enough. A landmark study by Schoenfeld et al. 2016 demonstrated that both high load heavyweights and low load lightweights training can lead to similar hypertrophic outcomes when training volume is equated. Muscle growth is primarily driven by mechanisms such as muscle tension, metabolic stress, and muscle damage. High repetition, low weight training creates significant metabolic stress and muscle fatigue, which are known to contribute to hypertrophy. This is supported by research from Schoenfeld and others, indicating that these mechanisms are effective in stimulating muscle growth. Evidence suggests that increased training volume, total amount of weight lifted across sets and repetitions, can enhance muscle growth. High-intensity, multi-hour training typically involves a large volume of work, which can be beneficial for hypertrophy or muscle growth. A study by Krieger in 2010 found that higher volumes of resistance training were associated with greater increase in muscle mass. The muscle's ability to adapt to different types of stress is well documented. High repetition training can lead to increased endurance and muscle resilience, which supports the overall muscle building process. Research by Wernborn et al. 2007 shows that training with high repetitions and moderate to low loads can result in substantial muscle growth over time. High-intensity, high-volume training can improve insulin sensitivity and recovery, which can indirectly support muscle growth. Studies have shown that improved metabolic health and faster recovery can enhance training effectiveness and muscle development. Some studies comparing different training modalities have shown that while heavy weights are more efficient for gaining strength, lighter weights with high repetitions are effective for muscle growth. A study by Radelli et al. 2014 highlighted that lighter weights with high repetitions were comparable to heavy weights for muscle growth, especially when the training was performed to near failure. Many bodybuilders and athletes use high-volume, low-weight training methods to induce muscle growth and endurance. These practical examples align with scientific findings and provide additional support for this training approach. Afterward, because you want to hear from me now, there is something missing from these studies. They are not talking about constantly and gradually increasing intensity. They're just pulling things out of random situations and have no consideration for what happens at the gym. They completely ignore the fact that you are not going to find 46-pound dumbbells or 47-pound dumbbells. How are you going to gradually increase your weight? Are you going to jump from lifting 50 pounds to lifting 55? I once received a fortune cookie that stated, "If you do the same thing you have always done, you will get the same thing you have always got." To this day, I'm angry about it. I just wanted a succulent Chinese meal, not this. I just want you to know that we don't really need research and hard science because no one will be able to quantum leap from max sets and reps of max weight to 5 pounds higher. The gyms are not made for that. Don't point to people who spent most of their lives lifting light and are now trying to show you that they are the golden child of bodybuilding. Look at me! I jumped 10 pounds. The world is so poor, there are so few ladies and gentlemen, that a lot of people will be lying just to show how special they are. For one, the idea of genius is all about pretending to be smarter than you. They aren't smarter. They just made 10 trips around the subject before you got there. That's how that works. Photographic memory? That's not even real. People are pretending to have photographic memory. So don't tell me they aren't pretending at the gym. People who depend on lies for their business, for their survival, will lie. And those who hope to compete against liars, oh my gosh, they will be forced to become liars too. Listen, when it comes to medals, if you really want to win the shiny medal, guess who you are going to be up against. So, all your heroes, fake natties included, are not a source of truth, or hope, or inspiration. They took shortcuts. They lie. They probably cheat and steal. Your champions do not inspire me. Your champions are only good for whatever wisdom they have to share. What I would like to do is to inspire you to becoming a real and authentic champion instead of worshipping pretenders. Better than a champion. The beast in the arena for whom medals do not count. How about that? They will never measure you against anyone else. In fact, they should tremble in fear because you would beat them if you sunk to that level. You can have your medals as trinkets and memories and happy moments, but you may not wear them around your neck to show how special you are. Only teaching will make you special. Only having the wisdom necessary for others to get where you are makes you special. Bodybuilding is a sport. A sport is a thing that makes you healthy. And bodybuilding is a gradual endurance sport. And it goes from cradle to the grave. And the point is no more than having done it well. And to do it, you start slow, humbly, in the beginning, with 3 pound dumbbells. Yes, taste the ridicule, use it. For all the compromises that take from good and give to evil, all the evil directed at you is good and healthy energy. And if you start looking too serious, stop looking like everyone else. You do not want to succeed by dressing like the people who laugh at you. Let them hide in the shadows. You are not part of their world. You are there to start and finish, not to sit and be perfect like everyone else. You are meant to grow all the way up until you become a great being. There is no time to sit. There is no time to rest during a workout. When you order a burger and get an empty bag with some crumbs, do you call it a job well done or go back to get your burger? When you spend 55 minutes sitting and the rest of your stay barely doing anything at all, that is not a workout. That is going to the gym to rest, to sit, to stare, which is fine. But don't call it a workout. Don't trick yourself into thinking that this will somehow make you healthy. And don't get mad if someone says that a few minutes of lifting is not enough to transform into a bodybuilder. They are correct. And then there is injury, something that is deeply unwise. It ends everything. It takes a few pops in your back and you're done. Muscle isolation may just mean that your back or legs will forever remain weak and behind the rest of your body. Lifting heavy may mean hurt muscles, downtime, and even giving up. And to be honest, even the scientists may be confused here a little bit. I'm telling you, they may not fully comprehend the girth of an arm gained from high volume, high intensity lifting. They may gloss over bodybuilding, never quite having seen arms the size of legs. When they say,
"Some heavy and a lot of light are somewhat equal,"
they may not be evaluating all the variables. In fact, they may be just evaluating two, forgetting about things like how long it takes for big muscles to become strong if strength is something that you will start wanting, and how quickly those who only lift heavy and have small muscles lose all their strength after injury, and how long it will take them to regain that special superpower. To truly debate the two styles, not at all trying to make them look equal, but let's say if we wanted to truly debate the two, you would need to show two images of two physiques and include all the other variables in an infographic form. Longevity, frequency of injury, how often do they get hurt? How long does it take them to recover? And how often do the two styles succeed to meet their goals? How well do they feel throughout, psychologically and physically? For those of us who have very low standards and intelligence, I'm sorry. Though I am not showing you how much I can lift. Your weight is bigger than mine. But you see, my results will be bigger than yours. That's a pretty cruel thing to do to yourself. Yeah, you're showing that you can lift a lot, but for one, no one is paying attention because you're lifting just 8 times. People would like to see you happy, dressed well, enjoying your stay at the gym, not just sitting there looking like a mean man lifting 45 pounds 6 times. They don't even want you to have those 6 isolated muscles because it doesn't always look good to just focus on few muscles. People want you to stand up in front of a mirror and show the world what you have achieved at the gym in a span of a few months. They want you to have what you want. That's how you show how big you are. With happiness, with joy, with being genuinely proud of your achievement. Sitting in a dark spot, dressed dark, lifting heavy few times, that's not perfect. I'm not even sure if that impresses your classmates. Don't let life trick you out of success. People want you to succeed. I am asking you to stop lifting for 30 seconds and then sitting for 30 minutes, like every gym-going person seems to be doing. I am simply asking you to take a year off from whatever is not showing results and begin walking for 30 minutes and then start lightly jogging and then lightly jogging with 3-pound dumbbells in your hands and then lightly jogging with 3 pounds for 45 minutes and then with 5 pounds and later for a full freaking hour. And once you have your hard-earned hour, protect it. Synchronize with slow beat music and then start lifting 7.5 pounds non-stop to the beat of your slow playlists as you extend your daily training to 2 hours. And then 10 pounds and 15 pounds and 17 and a half and then 20. Back down to lower weight as you extend your training to 3 hours. And then slowly work your way back up to 20 pounds for 3 hours straight now. Now glance at the newcomers, the heavy lifters. The best of them will lift 20 pounds for almost 3 minutes. You will lift 20 pounds for 3 hours or more. Do you think your body will weaken, wither, hurt, or adapt like the animal that you are? Do you think lifting heavy for a little while will induce body adaptation past the initial awakening to just general fitness activity? Or once unfurled from a bad lifestyle after those initial 6 months of going to the gym every day, will your body dip into a plateau for having maxed everything out and not really leaving any room to perform the exercise for long enough or to tweak a little knob such as faster music or a little bit more weight or a little bit longer stay at the gym? Without the ability to gently extend duration, weight, and tempo, you can't advance. You're just gonna sit there cornered at 45 pounds that you can only lift a few times for a few seconds. The worst thing about my claim may just be that lifting heavy is harder, and the adaptation, once you figure out how to do it, may just be slower. Lifting light to the beat of music, munching on trail mix, and enjoying an injury-free dumbbell dance feels great. It is fun. The results are weekly. There is one argument that can be made here.
You say, as a bodybuilder, you get these big muscles from high intensity, low weight, but you're still weak.
But I challenge you to an experiment. Get big muscles, and then come into a gym and try to see if perhaps once you have all the muscles, it isn't easy to start lifting really heavy weights that will probably injure you, because it is pretty dumb to be putting yourself in that situation.
But see if it may be a lot faster to become a powerful strong man when all you are is muscle. No, I don't actually recommend this. But think about it. You got all those muscles. They're ready to do stuff. And now all you need is some strength training. Doesn't it make sense that having a lot of muscles in all the places, from twisting and turning, really active muscles, dynamic muscles, muscles that are useful, would give you an advantage to become stronger, faster than anybody else? I think muscles are such a superpower that we are just learning what they really can accomplish once they are there.